This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Monday morning, everybody. Excuse me, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com. This is a wonderful day, and I have a prophetic word for several of you. It's going to be a wonderful broadcast today on this Prophetic Tuesday. I'm broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, on this wonderful Tuesday morning. Boy, we're almost here in the Christmas season, the last Tuesday of November. Good to have you listening in here on the bpnradio.com. Tell your friends we're on the air, and encourage them to listen in. Remember, the one word from God can change your life forever. And so here we are now in our fifth year of broadcasting around the clock, around the globe on bpnradio.com. And we're keeping the fire burning on the altar, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6. All the people should keep the watch of the Lord. So that's what we're doing. We're watching and praying. Remember, this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock today and tonight on BPN Radio. And remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're absolutely delighted that you're listening today. This program's produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona Pachuca, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So welcome to Prophetic Tuesday. It's going to be a wonderful day here on BPNradio.com. I'm here to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. Forever. Could be a now word, could be a future word, could be a confirming word, could be a new word. I'm going to prophesy today, and then I have a special invitation I'm going to give you. So here we go. Get ready. Anoint your spiritual ears to hear, your spiritual eyes to see, and your heart to receive. This is Prophetic Tuesday.
I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Yes, we do. We love to hear the voice of the Lord. And I operate on the premise, and have for a long time, that one word from God, one word from God can change your life forever. Forever, forever. That's what's happened to me. I've had a few specific words over the years that's just been marvelous. Hey, before I get started, I want to invite all of our listening audience to my 75th birthday party, February 21st in Austin, Texas. Yep. Yeah, I'm just going to invite my friends that want to come, those people that listen to bpnradio.com. And actually, I'm giving my very first invitation today. And you say, well, I'd like to have a formal invitation. This is actually save the date, I guess. If you want to have more information about how you can attend my 75th birthday party on Thursday night, February the 21st, and stay over for a day of music, prayer, and prophecy, message me. Go to my Dale Gentry message page and send me your mailing address, not your email address, but your mailing address, and I'll send you a formal invitation. Okay, yeah, I know you said, well, okay, just don't worry about it. Just be here if you can. It's going to be a great big night of celebrating my 75th birthday, and I'd like for you to come. Well, today's going to be a great day on BPN Radio. Just want to welcome cities, towns, and cities all across America that are joining me, and we have now over 1,400 churches that are that participate in the Breakout Prayer Network, and we also have over 900 cities. All you have to do to sign in, to sign up, is go to letspraymerica.com. That's letspraymerica.com, and go to the homepage there. Put your name, city, email address, and you can put in the name of your church if you have a local church there. All right. It's going to be a great day. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com. Dale Gentry here live on the radio. I love to be on the radio. Somebody said, well, when you're going to do Facebook Live again? I will soon, maybe next Tuesday. We'll see how it goes. But today's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm going to prophesy because I've got some names that I've received, and we've made a commitment, Allison Kieber and I, and made a commitment that we'll not let one name fall to the ground. We'll not let one name fall to the crack. So sometimes I go back in time and make sure we're picking up some people that maybe we have not given a prophetic word. Sometimes we may repeat a person, may have the same word or maybe have a different word. We have a lot of names that have come in, and we'll be able to get to all of them today. But some of you have already received a prophetic word, and you can find those words by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com, and click on podcast. And when you click on podcast, you're going to find most of the prophetic sessions that we have been doing for what, maybe the last 18, 19 months. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. I say pretty amazing. I'm going to go there right now while I'm getting ready. I'm going to click on bpnradio.com. That's our new website. Listen now. I'm going to click on podcast, listen now, and then I get to the different subjects. Dale Allison, Preaching Sunday, Home, BPN Classic Interviews, Dale Gentry Sermons, Prophetic Sessions. Oh, that's what I want right now. I'm going to click on right there. Click on Prophetic Sessions, and let's see what's been happening. Prophetic Thursday with Allison Kieber. My volume is going up and down. I want to say that to Aliona. My volume's going up and down. So I don't know if it's Michael, our chief engineer, that's turning my volume up and down, or Aliona. I got a great team working with us. Prophetic Thursday with Allison Kieber, November the 15th is up. Prophetic Tuesday with Dale Gentry, November the 13th. That one's up. And Prophetic Thursday with Allison Kieber, November the 8th. We've got November the 8th, October 30th. We got lots of them. You go back and listen. And if I've given you a prophetic word, all of those are on there all the way back to, wow, February of 2017. We're going to pray right now, and then I'm going to prophesy. Remember that if I give you a prophetic word today, it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a new word, something you've never heard before. It could be a confirming word. Maybe you've had that many times. You say, well, I've already gotten that word. Well, it's just another confirmation. And remember, you know, God can reveal a word for you, but a prophecy usually does not give you exact direction. You got to seek God. And when you get a prophetic word, you got to pray over it, write it down. You can't receive it with your mind, your reasoning power. You have to receive it by the Spirit. And you got to realize that prophetic, you move into, when you receive a prophetic word, you move into the realm of the supernatural. So one word from God could take you places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you've never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in. Start things you never started, finish things you've never finished before, and go to nations you've never been to. I mean, it's amazing how that in my lifetime, just raised in a little town called Comanche, Oklahoma, named recently by the Oklahoma newspaper as one of the poorest towns in the entire state of Oklahoma, how that I could be raised out of obscurity. How did that happen? It happened, It happened because I applied myself. I did apply myself. And, I finished high school with by correspondence school after Gene and I got married, and went on and got my college degree when I was 36 years old, and got my doctorate when I was 43. So it's, you know, a lot of things are in a process of time, and but you have to allow the Holy Ghost to keep working in you, not get stuck, but continue to advance. That's why I wrote the book, God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And you say, well, how can I get that book? Go to letspreyamerica.com, letspreyamerica.com, and click on resources. And there's my book on God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, a prophetic book by Dale Gentry. It will help you immensely if you you'll read that book. And my volume keeps going up and down, and I'm trying to alert our chief engineer that our volume keeps going up and down. So sorry about that if you're being a little distracted, because we're on the air live and we're working it all through, okay? So there you have it. And it's going to be a great day, and you're going to get a word from God. Even if I don't call your name, you're going to hear a word for somebody else and say, oh, I received that. I believe that is a word for me as well, okay? And so you can go for it. Good to have you listening, and I'm about ready to prophesy. Let's pray right now. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name. Quiero tu labroche meritke e labroute sicatabete. Menamandia taraba sarabacuda briet taraba sharabacu. In Jesus' name, larabo uribiita, that you would speak to us, anoint our spiritual ears to hear the word of the Lord, anoint our eyes to see, anoint our hearts to receive. Hallelujah. Anoint our passion pocket. May our passion pocket be open, explode. There's a oh my, I feel radical today. There is a passion pocket in your life. There's something that really makes you tick. And some of you never had your passion pocket picked. I'm going to say that again. There's some of you out there that's never had your passion pocket picked to know what makes you tick. Some of you are still trying to find yourself. You say, well, I've got a degree in this or that, and you know, I've been to this school, I've been to this seminar. Some of you are really confused about your own identity. And I'm going to talk about that today. And so I believe that this is a valuable hour. If you're at work, put your buds in, and turn up your iPhone, or if you're there at the computer, you may be driving down. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what country you're at, but people are listening all around America and across America and around the world. And today it looks like we're going to go volume-wise. We're going to go up and down a little bit. But don't worry about it. I'm not going to be distracted, because I have a word for Victoria J., Port Archer, Washington. Victoria, the Lord is calling your name. Sometimes you don't even think that God knows who you are, but he knows who you are, Victoria J., Port Archer, Washington. And you were created by divine purpose, divine assignment. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive and well. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Victoria, that you are in the prime of your life. This is prime time. Prime time. Prime time for your life. And so, you're in the prime of life. The Lord is calling your name. He has chosen you, Victoria. And you just have to, you say, well, how do I know? Don't get in confusion. Just stop and look. Stop and look. In fact, if you go to, every time you come to a railroad track, you'll see the word for you that the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. What does it say when you go to a railroad track that does not have a one of those, what is it, guard rails that come down when you get there? If you go to an old-fashioned railroad track where it does not have that automatic gate that comes down, it will say three words: stop, look, listen. That's what you're to do, Victoria. You're very busy. Stop and look and listen. Stop, look, listen. Victoria, I bless you right now there in Port Orchard, Washington. Hey, we're talking about the Holy Ghost wanting to pick your passion pocket. This is pickpocket day. The Holy Ghost wanting to pick your passion pocket. Because some of you don't even know why you're alive. You don't even know what makes you tick. Your self-worth isn't all about what other people say about you or your resume or trying to look and determine who am I, going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and saying, I don't know who I am. You know, some of you really lost your identity along the way. You had an identity when you were small. Yeah, you did. And when you were small, went to school, you had an identity about you. You either liked art or you... maybe you like sports, or maybe you like to get up and act out something. Maybe you like to be a public speaker. Maybe you're always trying to discover things. My little nephew, I remember when he was small, he was always building roads. He loved to build roads. He never built roads, but that was his passion. He had an identity. I like to, you know, when I was a little four or five years old. We had some chickens out in our backyard, Frederick, Oklahoma, and I'd get out and preach to the chickens. Now, later on, I didn't want to do that because I was a teenager and I wanted to be cool. But there was an identity there. And I remember when my cousins would come, we'd have a family reunion, I'd get all my cousins together and I would direct a play. And we'd put on a play and we would perform in front of the family. I'd say, hey, family, come together. We want to do a little play here, a little production. Later on in high school, I won Best Actor Award, and the young lady that beat me out for Best Actor of the Award was a lady that I beat in regionals, a young lady. So she won the Best Actor. I won the Best Actor in Conference, District, and Region. But that started when I was like 4, 5, 6 years old. And I wanted to be a radio announcer when I was 8 years old. And there was a passion. I love sports. I would bounce the ball off of our house in Comanche, Oklahoma, and I would do play by play. You see, all of those things were being cradled into my life, and then after a while, I could have gotten away. And I thought when I was called to preach, it was going to do away with all of that. But I know it's not. One day I'll act in a movie. I'm going to make a movie. And I probably already have made a movie, but I'm going to make a bigger movie. And I've been a sportscaster, and I've done some acting, and I'm still behind a microphone and radio. You got to know what makes you tick. And I'm just praying that God, by the Holy Ghost, I'm going to get a little bit loud today, will pick your passion pocket. I'm laughing at myself because I know some of you are laughing, but I'm going to type this out. I'm praying the Holy Ghost today. Hang on just a minute. Praying the Holy Ghost today will pick your passion pocket. Okay? What the thing that makes you tick. And so many times we're looking for... we're looking for words. We're looking for God to give us something, to drop something in our lap. But some of you are already great singers. You just need to have your gift refined a little bit, trained a little bit. You know, I had a gift for radio, but I went off to radio school and found out that an engineering school where they could help me. And I believe that when you listen to bpnradio.com, or you listen to Prophetic Tuesday, listen to Prophetic Thursday, or listen to Rhonda Kinzer on Friday, you're being trained. Some of you are being trained at what you're called to do. And, I did have an official training school for 1 year, but I learned that everywhere I went that I was actually training people and concerning preaching, prophesying, how to flow in the Holy Ghost, et cetera, et cetera. So, some of you today, you just can't ignore what God is doing in your life. And sometimes you hear a word and you say, well, I don't know that that word really fits. I don't know if that word really fits me or not. And you can just you can try to figure that one out. Figures, that's a good Texas verb. You can try to figure that one out for so long, you're just going to miss it. And instead of receiving it by faith, you'll try to receive it with your mind, which you know that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. Mary, the angel of the Lord, said, you're going to have a baby. She said, that could not happen because I've never had sexual intercourse with a man. But she said, I don't know how that's going to work, but I receive it. So if you try to sit and try to figure it out, Mary said, let it be to me. She said, if that's the way it is, I receive it and let it be to me. So if you receive a prophetic word and it does not appear, you know, you don't have to receive it if you don't bear witness to it. But you know what? There's been a time or two that I didn't even bear witness to it, but the prophetic word took root in my heart. I remember a few years ago, I'm going to get to prophesying, but I'm helping somebody. I'm going to get started here in a moment. I remember a few years ago, I was ministering in Palm Beach County, Florida, where I ministered many, many times. And I sat down to eat with the pastor of the church and a prophet, another prophet. And he began to prophesy over me. And he began to say, you're going to minister in this nation. You're going to minister in this city, in this place. And it literally turned me off because Gene and I were just coming to the end of where we say we're not going to be traveling. And our traveling days are about over except for special events. And I did not realize that God was about to move me into being the president and founder of an internet prayer station, bpnradio.com. And so I just kind of discounted that. And I just went away saying to Gene, boy, he's really off the mark. You know we're not going to be traveling like that. But he was right on. Because I am now ministering in every one. I mean, there was about 20 nations that he called out. And I'm now ministering in all of those 20 nations by not traveling to any of them except traveling them through the airways at bpnradio.com. And there's some of you that God has a word for you and you're trying to naturalize your word instead of supernaturalizing your word. There I'm using words again that I've never used before. Some of you are trying to naturalize your words and you're not receiving it by faith. And actually, you've discarded it, but there's a residue. But the Holy Spirit keeps nipping, keeps nipping at your heels because you're trying to discard or those words. I want to put a cop drop in my mouth. Hang on one second, would you? Just one moment. I know there's not supposed to be any silent air time. Put a cough drop in my mouth because what I got so passionate about my Sunday sermon. I was preaching so loud and so fervently that it affected my voice today, and I'm still having a little bit of trouble, but I don't regret it. You can't naturalize everything you're trying to do in your life. Because you are a citizen from another country, and God is working in your life. Amen? And so I tried to say, well, I'm not going to be traveling to all those nations. I'm going to disregard that. Discard. That's what some of you are doing right now. You're discarding things that God has spoken to you. You are disregarding it. And the Holy Ghost is bringing some things to your remembrance. I'm just typing these things down. Holy Ghost is bringing some things to your remembrance. And just like right now, he's bringing things to my remembrance about that prophet, you know. He's gone to heaven right now, but his words remain. One day I'll go to heaven, but my words are going to remain with you. You won't be able to get away from those. So I'm typing it out. Holy Ghost is bringing some things to your remembrance. Now, Now, I'm going to start prophesying, but I'm helping somebody. You know, years ago, Gene and I moved from Texas to Oklahoma. And when we crossed the Red River, I thought, oh, I'm so glad to be back in Oklahoma. And I said to Gene, we're never going back to Texas again because we'd had some challenging times. And the very next conference, I went to Florida. And I worked with a prophet and a prophetess, a man and a woman working together. And she said, I see you going back and have a ministry in Texas. I said, no way is that a word from God. But within 3 or 4 years, there we were, going back to Texas, and we're still in Texas today. So you got to be careful what you discard or you disregard, because all things are possible. And even though that word that you hear may not fit with your present circumstances, don't put it in the box. Pray over it. Who knows what God may be doing? Because all things are possible. Mary said, I don't see how I'm going to have a baby. Nevertheless, let it be to me. If you say I can have a baby, even though I'm a virgin, if you say a virgin can have a baby, then I can say I'm going to have a baby. So that's what happened. Mary moved into the realm of the supernatural. Hey, Chrissy C. from Waxahachie, Texas. I hear Holy Spirit saying today that you need to separate yourself from those who are controversial and contentious in your life. Those people that are bringing strife. The Bible said where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. When you're allowing that in your conversation and in your circle of friends, so-called friends, and there's contention, you say, well, I can't even complete a meeting, can't even have a time together unless there's controversy. Identify the person that is causing strife and kick her out, because where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. And so that one lady is hindering your progress, Chrissy. Those are always opposing your techniques and assignments, causing you to be double-minded with those things which are in your heart, in your spirit. So I believe that when you kick, the Bible said where there's no, where there's no wood, the fire goes out. Sometimes you need the fire to go out. I'm not talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about a contentious fire that's always causing controversy where you can't seem to have a peaceful meeting or a peaceful day out. So you know who she is. Kick her out, and that controversial fire will go out. That's a good way to get started, isn't it? Hey, Pam G.U., Hodgenville, Kentucky. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, why not you? And you allowed yourself to be disqualified because you were not chosen for a certain part, or you were not chosen to participate. And that stung you a little bit, and the stinger is still in you. You need to pull the stinger out. A wasp, they leave their stinger in. Even though you may have killed the wasp, the stinger is still in there. Get the stinger out, because you were stung at an early age. And now the Holy Ghost is saying, get the stinger out, and say, yeah, let it be me. I can do that. I will do that. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Pam, there in Hodgenville, Kentucky, why not you? So I bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, Bridget, Atlanta, Georgia. But we've already got to do a lot in your life. You've accomplished much. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say. But now I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say, follow me in a new direction. You've gone several directions in your life and in your ministry. Follow me in a new direction. Follow your heart. And he said, I'm developing you to own your own field of ministry. There are certain patterns that I've been giving you for some time that others will set in motion with you and for you. I see many churches using these patterns to reach into areas of society that many have not yet discovered. This is a new day of developing old things in new ways. You have great creative and leadership gifts. You are to be commended for helping others find their place, but now Holy Spirit is setting you into a new place that will bear your name and have your mark on it. Okay, there you go, Bridget. A word for you, and maybe for somebody else there in Atlanta, Georgia. Lorice. Lorice, that's a beautiful name. Lorice S.P., San Diego, California. It's your turn, Lorice. Stand up and sing it out. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Sing it out. And sing it in your style. You know, there's other people who's been trying to get you sing in their style. And you've even had some lessons or some people that are very good at singing, maybe some tutoring or mentoring. But there is a style. It's your style. And when you sing your style, sing it out. It's going to cause some heads to turn and open some new doors of opportunity. Larissa, bless you there in San Diego. Hey, Keegan H. from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And I've been up there in the Halifax area. Boy, there's some good fish. There's some great cod up there. Some of the best fish I've ever eaten was up there in Halifax when I ministered. Hey, Keegan, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're entering into that fourth dimension of visions and dreams. It's a new place of revelation where Holy Spirit is going to be going to give, Holy Spirit is giving you nuggets of truth out of the Old Testament as you study the life of the prophets, giving you the opportunity to use your teaching gift to uncover and share wonderful truths that will build faith in your generation, your great teacher, your revelatory teacher, and you're digging out nuggets from the prophets of old. And somebody's going to say, in fact, a lot of people are going to say, we never heard that before, so I bless you. Hey, Jesse M. O. And when I tell you to leave your name, your first name, and your last initial, it's good when you leave your entire name. There's something about when I read your name that the Holy Spirit, but I'm not going to mention your last name on the air unless it's a slip of the tongue, and I trust it won't be. But you live in Port Orchard, Washington. Port Orchard. I think I had a word for somebody else from Port Orchard, right? I think I did. Maybe. And Jesse M. O. Port Orchard, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, "Will the real Jesse stand up?" Yeah, Victoria. Victoria's from Port Orchard. I don't know if y'all know each other or not. Victoria and Jesse now from Port Orchard. We have a lot of listeners, Washingtonians, listening to BPN Radio. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jesse, will the real Jesse stand up? The vivacious and enthusiastic Jesse that you really are, and you need to take your place. A new place of revelation where Holy Spirit is going to be going, a new place of revelation that you are entering to, discovering new opportunities, events, cities, nations. Your energy, Jesse, is contagious. It's time to take your place. Don't allow anyone to steal your identity. I'm going to say that again, and that may be a word for some other people. Don't allow anyone to steal your identity. You know, sometimes people try to identify us and who we really are or what we really should be doing. I believe in godly counsel, but you can't let other people steal your identity, identify you as someone that you are really not. If you're a teacher, don't try to be a preacher. And if you prophesy, don't try to be a prophet. Everybody that prophesies is not a prophet. But if you are a prophet or a prophetess and you prophesy. So remember, it's against the law in Washington. Identity theft is against the law in Washington. Okay? No identity theft. All right? Okay, yeah, all right. You're listening to BPNRadio.com. This is Prophetic Tuesday. I'm Dale Gentry, and I'm on the radio. Thank you for joining me. TBC to be continued.
We long to see heaven open. I see your glory come down.
I see your glory come down.
We long to hear words eternal, forever changing our hearts. And if you'd come, we'd love to hear the voice of God. Will you come? We long to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to us, Lord. Yeah.
We'll call on the name of the Lord. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Allison Keeber will be on Thursday with Prophetic Thursday. And don't forget, Rhonda Kinzer, of course, is on every Friday. And she prophesies, preaches, but it's Intercession Friday, and she intercedes for you. Hey, remember, speaking of Rhonda Kinzer, I want to remind you, because we have mostly ladies that listen at 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com. But if you are going through a storm, Rhonda Kinzer wants to help you. She not only is a Holy Ghost-filled woman, preacher of the gospel, but she is also a professional counselor. She has a master's degree in counseling psychology counseling, and she's ready to come along. Some of you ladies that would like to have someone to walk out maybe some hard-fought battles or some things you're going through in life. For 20 years, she's partnered with the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's Word to help women find His rest in the midst of life storms. If you're going through a storm, don't go through it alone. Rhonda Kinzer can help you. And Rhonda, here's a number. I'm going to give you a number, 620-482-6180, 620-482-6180. And Rhonda lives in Liberal, Kansas. She can see you in person if you live in that area, or she does phone counseling or Skype counseling. And women only. You got to be 18 years or older. Rhonda Kinzer, one of our spiritual daughters. What a wonderful lady she is. Her husband, Delvin Kinzer, is our award-winning news director. He'll be on with the news as soon as the program's over. So, if you want to contact Rhonda, she does biblical counseling. She's got a master's degree. And she can get a natural word, a word of counsel, or she can just start prophesying over you. And it's not free. The first session is free. Nothing is free. It always costs somebody something. So, the good thing about it is it's on a donation basis. So whatever you can give, get some help. Don't let Satan hedge you in, okay? Mm-mm. Don't let him back you into a corner where he wants to get you alone so he can beat up on you. You got to talk to somebody, and Rhonda would be a very confidential person to do that. Hey, I love you today. I don't know if I've told you that or not, but I'm thankful to be on the radio with Prophetic Tuesday. I've been doing this a long time, and why do I do it? I do it so I can stay in practice. You know, even if only one person was listening out there, which I know there's a lot more, I'd still do it because I need to stay in practice. And so it's important that if you have a gift, you keep exercising your gift, even though you may do it in private. That's why I'm encouraging some of you people that are called to preach on the radio, on bpnradio.com. We have Preaching Sunday. And my son, Rick Gentry, gives oversight to that. He has some spaces that are still available. We have 18 hours of continuous preaching, 18 hours, and some of those people get to preach twice because we've not got the Preaching Sunday all filled up. So if you want to contact Rick Gentry, you can. And let me get his email address. You can. The email address is rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. You got that? rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. And if you will contact him, he will get right back with you. Give him your phone number, and he'll call you and give you the information. Or if you want to call him direct, here's his number. Just give it out on the radio, 214-918-8707, 214-918-8707. By the way, if you want to message me, and maybe you don't even want to put your name out there, your name, your city and state for prophetic word, but if you want to message me privately, you can do that. Or if you want to come to my 75th birthday party and you want to get an invitation, you got to send me your mailing address, and that is just message me at Dale W. Gentry. Message me at Dale W. Gentry. Message me at Dale W. Gentry. Okay. All right. Got a cough drop in my mouth. I'm ready to go. Hey, before I go any further, I want you to pray for my pastor in Fort Worth, Texas. His name is Bob Nichols. Bob Nichols has been pastoring Calvary Cathedral International there in Fort Worth for 54 years. He's been out of the pulpit. Haven't been able to preach for several weeks because he has infection in his leg and foot, and he got re-entered into the hospital there in Fort Worth last night. Would you pray for my pastor, Bob Nichols? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray in the name of the Lord. For my pastor, Bob Nichols, I pray that you would heal him. I pray this wound would heal. This wound in the back of his leg and foot. I speak healing right now in Jesus' name. I pray that you'll heal Easy Jones, who is in the hospital suffering from cancer, pastor in Sugar Land, Texas. Heal Easy Jones, Lord. In Jesus' name, heal Gary Pack, my friend from Roswell, New Mexico, in the hospital there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Gary Pack needs a miracle. He's been in the hospital now for several weeks there, and he needs healing. A wonderful man of God. The Pack family in Roswell, New Mexico. Heal Gary. I pray for one of my spiritual sons, Eugene Bullard, who has infection in his back and has been down on his back, been confined for several weeks. Heal Eugene Bullard there in Wichita Falls, Texas. In Jesus' name. If you have a prayer request, our national prayer coordinator, you can email her, and the number is bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. We have a national prayer team. If you will send her your prayer request, then we have a whole group of people, our national prayer team, that goes to prayer and prays for you. And we're going to be try to have Cheryl on Wednesday, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Have Cheryl on tomorrow and be praying for prayer requests. And so you get that prayer request in if you will. Thank you very, very much. Hallelujah. God is a good God. We believe in prayer. We believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Don't be disregarding or discarding things that the Holy Ghost may have said to you, because who knows what God may do. I have a word for Comfort, my friend Comfort M. from Johnston, Iowa. Hello, Comfort. I hear Holy Spirit saying that he has given you a specific tribe to minister to. This tribe will merge into your flow of worship, a river that will be too deep to wade in, splash in. But it'll be a river. Only the people that really get into the river are going to be a part of the tribe, the worship tribe, that God is calling you to lead. And when they get into that river, it's going to be a dimension of glory that they've never experienced as a result of your river leadership. You are a leader in the river. And so it's going to start out, you're going to start out with the praise, splashing around, magnifying the Lord, and then you're going to get into knee-deep water. It's going to be like what Ezekiel saw in his vision. He He saw in his vision, he went into ankle-deep water, knee-deep water, waist-deep water. And that's people that want that. That's going to be a group of people that they don't want to get out too far and worship. In fact, they don't have time for that. They got about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, or they don't want to get radical. They don't want to be identified as one of those radical Holy Ghost persons. So they won't actually be a part of your tribe, Comfort, but there's going to be a group of people. They're going to stay around. They're going to hang around, and pretty soon they're going to be out in the deep, and they're going to begin to experience the glory of God. And pretty soon you won't need any instruments. You'll start out with instruments, but soon you won't need any instruments. It'll just be the glory of God, singing in the Holy Ghost, magnifying God, flowing in the river, and it's going to be amazing. Hallelujah. And people that are a part of your worship tribe, river tribe, I call it the river tribe. You know, David said there is a river, and there really is. And there's going to be a lot of fruit that grows by the river, and a lot of people is going to experience the supernatural happenings. And by the way, that fruit is not just seasonal, it's year-round. And so those who are willing to come and stay a while, Comfort, are going to receive. They're going to receive a lot of ministry there. Hey, I bless you. I bless you, Comfort M. Johnston, Iowa. Jamie H. Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Boy, I like that. Boiling Springs. I just declare over you, Jamie. Jamie H. from Boiling Springs, South Carolina, that you're a woman of strong confidence. Boldness. There's a spirit of boldness coming upon you like you have never experienced before. I know a lot of people that in the natural, they are very timid. In fact, if I were to name some of those people that are nationally or internationally known in the ministry in America, maybe you've seen them on television, heard them on radio or YouTube or what have you. If I call some of their names and say those people are in the natural, they're very timid, very backward, they're not very conversationalist. Some of you would say that's very hard to believe. But I know some of these people personally. When you get them away from an audience, some of them are very withdrawn. Some of them are very non-conversational, quiet, but when it comes their turn to sing or to prophesy or to preach, they're right there doing it. In fact, if I told you that Dale Gentry was not really a small talk, a person that really just enjoyed being around people and just talking small talk, or being one that is a very good conversationalist, you might not think that's who Dale Gentry is, but that's me. But when I get under the anointing, then I can be very bold, I can be very direct, and I can speak a lot of things. So you know, the anointing turns us entirely into a different person. Jamie, I bless you in Jesus' name. Leslie A. from Kansas City, Missouri. Leslie, I see you as a major rep for a major organization. You know, sometimes when I prophesy, I've been a prophetic voice since 1985 in America and nations of the world. Sometimes when I prophesy, I hear something, and sometimes I see something. So I see you, Leslie, becoming a major rep for a major organization there. I see you doing commercials, promos, interviews, advertising, sitting in a big office while making your travel plans. Dreams really do come true. You're very gifted, anointed, and there is a proper place for you. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Leslie, a proper place. So there may be people that don't recognize your giftings and talents and abilities. So there is not just any place, but there is a special place, and the Holy Ghost is calling it a proper place. Just need to write that on the wall. There is a proper place for me. Leslie, I bless you there in Kansas City. Natasha B. from Riverside, California. I hear Holy Spirit saying there are some delays in your assignments because you keep working and preparing, thinking you have to complete this or that in order to move into your next assignment. I hear Holy Spirit saying, the door is open now. Don't worry about finishing that last class or getting in another assignment. I finished high school by correspondence, and while I was still working on completing my finals, they sent me my high school diploma. And, you know, the Lord said to the prophet, before you even ask, I answer. Before you even call me up, I gave you the answer. That means that God's doing things not only in a rapid way, but he's doing things in a very unusual way. And so what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying about you, Natasha, and this may be a word for somebody else that is listening, is that while you are trying to complete your college or your high school, or you're working on preparing to do what you want to do, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the door's already open for you. Maybe you've not completed your high school diploma. Maybe you've not completed gotten that college degree. Maybe you've not completed whatever. I believe that some things are coming your way before you even complete the preparation course. So there I was working on my high school diploma because Gene and I got married during my junior year in high school, just two babies, I guess, one babe and the other a baby, I guess. That's what some people said. You're too young. But anyhow, we've been married for 57 years, so we proved somebody wrong. If you two people love each other and committed to each other, that's a whole new story. So got my high school diploma while I was still working on it. While I was completing the last test, my last exam, they sent me my high school diploma. So that's a word for you, Natasha, and a word for somebody. I bless y'all. Bless you. Hey, Mary, Rincon, Arizona. Rincon. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that. I hear Holy Spirit saying he's giving you a new assurance that you're on the right track. You are on the right track. Ministering in out-of-the-way places, sharing with others from a different angle, a different viewpoint. Holy Ghost moments that you're going to have with people that may never see you again. In other words, people are going to come into your presence and leave your presence, and it may be a one-shot deal, a one-shot assignment. So, you know, you have a gift to do something that does not take a long time, and you move along to the next person. It's like there's a big long line, and you go to that person, and you share whatever God has given you to share with them. Then you go to the next person. There may be people that keep calling you back saying, hey, wait, you weren't through with me. You got to keep going. That's the way it is there, Mary. I bless you in Jesus' name. Heather H. from Wascom, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're a blessing in disguise with a brilliant mind, one who helps others move out of the complexities of life into a simple world, a simple world that is not complicated. We've overcomplicated our American system or whatever nation you may be living in, and you have that gift and anointing of helping others discover their mainstream of life instead of always fishing in some tributary. Some people always fish in the same little tributary. There's a big river out there to fish in, and they're in some little tributary because somehow they believe they're locked in or they're trapped or they'll never get out. No. You gotta realize that is erroneous. That is fake news. If you believe that's fake news, because God wants to break you out into into the river. We've been talking about the river. So don't allow others to always distract you with their opinions and circumstances. You got to know that dreams really do come true. So you are going to you're going to help people find their place, and you're going to realize that you're going to break it down, make it simple. That's the prophetic word I gave to evangelist Jesse Duplantis. Some of you may have seen him on television. And every time he'd see me, he'd say, I know, Dale, you told me to keep it simple. I'm keeping it simple, because my word over Jesse Duplantis was, keep it simple, Jesse. Keep it simple. So, Heather, hey, you got a lot going there, so I bless you. Hey, Carrie B. from Success, Arkansas. Is that a real name? Success, Arkansas? I guess it is. Carrie B., are your Holy Spirit saying that you're a revolutionary type person, and you are one who stirs people up out of their complacency, helping them move out of their comfort zone into a new dimension of discovery, helping them hit their reset button? Many still operating with old strategies in a new season of opportunities. You're one that breaks the mold, being misjudged and sometimes maligned because you're always a person ahead of your time. Now, listen to me. I knew that the Holy Spirit wanted me to start a radio station, but I wanted to do it the way that I had learned before. You know, even when I was a radio announcer way back in Oklahoma City area, I had this passion, this desire to start a radio station. And at that time, FM was just starting. I know I sound ancient, but I don't feel that way. And you're about as old as you feel. I feel very young. So I'm gonna move into a new dimension, because I've always believed that I'm a man ahead of my time. And Carrie, that's who you are. You're a woman ahead of your time. So I went to this banker friend, and I said, "Would you help me start a FM radio station here in your town?" So he said, "Yeah, I will." So, but before I could set that in motion, I was called to Wichita Falls, Texas. So I never got it done. FM came on the scene, became very big, and it was set in motion. So I was called to preach, and, you know, I thought, well, you know, I guess I'll never start a radio station. Well, bear with me now, because somebody's going to really get helped by this. So I moved in 2001 to Roswell, New Mexico on a word from the Lord, and was there for 5 years to lead that church in Roswell. We continued to travel, and it started quickly and closed quickly. But during that time, I wanted to start a radio station. It was in my heart. And there was a major tower that a local television station had been using, and they had moved from Roswell to Midland, Texas. So the big tower was available. So I purposed in my heart that I would start an FM radio station just like the other radio stations. And what did I have? I had a man by the name of Michael Schonborn, who was in England, and he said, "I'll come over and help you." So he and his wife came over and was there for 2 weeks, and we set it up. And the process of getting on the air, a man came and challenged me into my office one day and said, "That's not your radio station." I said, "No, it's the church's radio station, the Christian school's radio station." So he said, no, it's mine." Well, we proceeded. But there was a lot of confusion. You know, you can't birth something in an atmosphere of confusion. It has to be in an atmosphere of rest. So we went on the air for 10 minutes. It just didn't seem to work out. So I put it on the shelf, and that was about 2004. And then 10 years later, the Holy Spirit spoke to me again and said, "I want you to be on radio. And I want you to be on internet radio, and I want you to lead prayer 24 hours a day." So, well, I'm thinking, who can help me? Naturally, Michael Schonborn. Hadn't really been in much of a conversation with him in 10 years. I'm telling you how things work. Because some of you, you just look at things from a practical standpoint. You look at things from a natural, because you say, well, I'm a virgin. How could I have a baby if I'm a virgin? But if the Lord says you can have a baby even though you're a virgin, you can. That's what happened to Mary. And that's how Jesus came into the world. He came in supernaturally. He said, that's how you're going to operate in the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Listen to me. You know, some things do not work out in your life because it's not big enough. And instead of you saying, well, I'm just going through a process of elimination, and I know that evidently that did not work because it was not the will of God. It was the will of God, but it was not the timing, or it was not big enough. It wasn't big enough. And so, you know, that FM station was not big enough because it would only reach about 20 miles. And the other stations that I worked at, the other FM station that I wanted to start back in Oklahoma would only reach maybe 50, 60 miles. Now, I am talking over a radio station that will reach 10,000 miles. 10,000 miles. 10,000 miles. It'll reach across America and around the world right now. From my studio in Austin, Texas, around the world. And we have people that are listening across America and around the world. I gave a word to Yinka last week from Nigeria, Africa. And I gave some prophetic words. I mean, somebody from Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand. Lona, release that strong gift of communication in your life. And so we just have people listening around the world. So it wasn't big enough. So you go through the process of elimination because it's not big enough. So some of you just, some of you drowning in your own fears and apprehensions and believing nothing's ever going to work in your life, or things that you tried did not work out. Just wasn't big enough. Wasn't big enough. You know, when I'm helping you now, if you'll listen to me, I'm speaking to your spirit. Gene and I were pastoring a church in Oklahoma City in the early 80s. There was a church there that was the largest Southern Baptist church in America. And it was Dale City, Oklahoma Baptist Church, First Baptist Church, Dale City, Oklahoma. So they moved out, built a 5,000 seat church, and that church would seat 2,000 people. So I said, I'm going to buy that building. We're going to move. It will house our church and our school, and going to buy that building. It was only about two blocks from where we were at. And so in my passion to move forward and purchase that building, God called me from Oklahoma City to Rockwall, Texas. He eliminated that because he said it's not big enough. I could have still been ministering in a 2,000-seat auditorium in Dale City, Oklahoma City. Dale City's a suburb. But God said it's not big enough. I want you to minister to the world. So I'm talking to some of you right now that God is allowing some things to be eliminated in your life because it's not big enough. And the stream, the brook is drying up. It's drying up because God wants you to go from the brook Cherith to Zarephath, where there is provision for you from a widow woman that Jesus mentioned in the New Testament. What am I saying? I'm saying that some of you, you're going to get a word from God right now. And the word is that your business may be falling off, and you say, "Oh, I'm not working hard enough. I'm not having enough promotions. I'm not doing this," or I'm not talking about your marriage now. I'm talking about your business. I'm talking about your job. I'm talking about where you live. I'm talking about maybe the current ministry you're involved in. Sometimes God allows the brook to dry up in order to move us into a new dimension. And so it's happened to me on several occasions where it seemed that I was comfortable for a certain season doing a certain thing, and then the brook would dry up. God taking me through a process of elimination so he could take me from glory to glory, from one avenue of glory to another. And so sometimes God shuts a door so that he can open another door. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm prophesying right now. I'm prophesying. Closes one door so we can open another door. I mean, Gene and I were in Quanah, Texas, and working at a radio station. We lived in a very nice apartment, and we actually loved it there. I went to work one day, and the station manager, the station owner, said, Dale, I'm going to have to let you go today. I thought, how could this be happening? He said, there's a man that used to work here, and I'm going to give him his job back. You've been doing a good job, and I have to let you go. Boy, that was heartbreaking. I went home, told Gene, I'm out of a job. What are we going to do? But God was at work, closing one door so he could open another door. And sometimes we try to hold the door open, closing one door so he could open another door. So I got fired, terminated, God opened a door in Lawton, Oklahoma. Went from a town of 5,000 to a town of 80,000, and then a man working there, he got me into an assignment in Wichita Falls, Texas, a city of about 130,000, and that was there. Most importantly, got me in a Holy Ghost church. God had called me to preach, and put me on the right track. So I could have said, "Well, I'm going to stay here in Quanah. We like this little town. I'll go down and get me a job at the grocery store." Come on now. If the door shuts, let the door shut. And my goodness, do you hear what I'm saying? Let the door shut and move on and quit grieving and know that God has something better. When one door closes, a better door opens. Do you hear what I'm saying? When one door closes, a better door opens. Hallelujah. You're listening to bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, day or night, around the clock and around the globe we go. Around the clock and around the clock, around the clock and around the globe we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Jesse, you from Baytown, Texas, hear what I'm saying. The Holy Ghost says you're getting stronger and stronger, and your enemies are getting weaker and weaker. He's just silencing the voices that frustrate you and divert your attention away from the incredible assignment. They're going through a pruning time, a sifting time in your life, allowing the Holy Spirit to sift and prune you. And that's why you got to diagnose your relationships so you can bear more fruit in 2019. I'm not going to get off of this subject, because some of you are trying to resist the Holy Ghost. You're trying to say, I'm going to hang on for dear life to what I've got. I'm afraid to let go. I'm afraid to trust God. I'm afraid to let go of what is happening in my life. And sometimes you just have to let the door close, knowing that a better door, bigger door opens. I pray for you right now. Kurabriete, sharaba kurabriete. La romando sika to be sika to bakuta bakite, la raba sika of a sharabakuta briete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to make a contribution? You don't have to, but you get to. You can be blessed by giving an offering, a contribution to bpnradio.com, helping us here. And nothing's free. I know there's no charge for the prophecy, but I think I would invest something in Breakout Ministries. We have what do we have? We have 11 employees at Breakout Ministry. Do you realize? And we have several volunteers. Realize that we have to trust God every month, and you get to listen. There's no charge. You can tune in when you want to and turn it off when you want to. But I believe that we're doing a good work, and it takes finances. And I'd like for you to help us today. It might be $500. It might be just $5. But at least you're getting involved. You say, I want to help the ministry. And we have I'm surrounded by computers. I'm surrounded by people that help me. It just takes a lot. It takes a lot of manpower to do what we're doing. And we've been broadcasting around the clock now. We're now in our fifth year calling America to pray. And today, of course, we're calling, asking the Holy Spirit to give prophetic words. Here's what you do if you want to donate. Go to bpnradio.com and click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or you can make a check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, and some of you are already giving. We really appreciate that. We're believing God for a great December so that we can give all of our team members a good bonus. They've been working hard, and we want to give them all a good bonus. So why don't you make a contribution, if you will. Ask the Holy Spirit. And whatever he says, just say, Holy Spirit, what can I contribute to Breakout Ministries? And he may give you a number. If he doesn't, just be generous. But then just be generous. So I bless you and thank you for your giving today. I want to remind you that Delvin Kinzer is next for the news when we sign off. I'm going to say a closing prayer in just a moment. Delvin Kinzer with the news, Roy Beard, 11:55. This is Central Time. And then what do we got going today? We have a special guest at the noontime. Let me see if I know who the special guest is. I don't know yet, but we have a special guest. And then, of course, at 1 o'clock, Delvin Rhonda Kinzer, I believe, is on. Throughout the day, we have things happening here on BPN. I'm sorry about that. 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Roy Beard is on with Discerning the Times. You don't want to miss Roy Beard. He stands on the wall and lets us know what's going on in this nation, this land. Very prophetic, very faithful man, longtime tenure in ministry, and a patriot and a Vietnam veteran. He's a great man. He's got a great radio voice, and he puts out two daily articles. He'll tell you more about that. Tomorrow I'll be back on the air, and I'm going to be on with a special guest, Jason Smith. Jason works for Kenneth Copeland. Jason Smith works for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and he's going to tell us about what's going on. As you know, Kenneth Copeland, he serves on President Trump's advisory board, religious advisory board, and Jason works for the man who works with President Trump. It's going to be great tomorrow, 10 a.m. on bpnradio.com. Don't forget, Allison Kieber, one of my prophetic daughters, is on Thursday. Another one of my spiritual daughters is on Friday with Rhonda Kinzer. A lot going on bpnradio.com. It's been a great day. I'm going to sign off, and we're going to have the news. We're going to have music, and we're going to have continuous programming. I want to tell all of you pastors, don't forget to hear Dale Allison on every Friday at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock with Stormwatch. How to get your house in order, how to get your business in order. And he's been the man that has given oversight to our finances, making sure that finances have been in order in our lives, our ministry, for many years. Dale Allison from Blairsville, Georgia. He's on the radio, and you can hear him by going to podcast, bpnradio.com, and our podcast. And Dale Allison's on there on the far left. You can find it out. Well, I've got to go. It's a busy day, and I'll be back tomorrow. And glad to have you listening here on bpnradio.com. If I didn't call your name, keep listening. We'll get to it. We made a commitment not to let one word or one one name fall to the ground, fall to the floor. I love you. Jesus loves you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow.
You are the captured my heart without warning. Higher than the moon, brighter than the stars, you are. And you are the first name I whisper when I'm lonely. You are my lips when I need you near. You are my Lord and Savior, my one and only. Honey in the rock, bright and morning star, you are. You are the one who somehow noticed me when no one in the world could see my face. You are the one who plucked me out of the darkness and save my life with your amazing grace. I know I'm just a sinner, purchased by your scars. And I know that I'm not perfect. Jesus, you are, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. First name I whisper in the morning, and you are on my lips when I say good night. Jesus, you are. Whoa, whoa, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. Jesus, you you are. 'Cause I'm tired, over.
overwhelmed and I'm crying, running scared, and I feel so out of control. If this is the place you want me to be, if this is the plan you have for me, oh my Father, hold me close. Oh my Father, you can't let go. If you love me, how am I to know? 'Cause I've been fighting ragged arms, and I'm dying to see your heart. Now it's time I have to let you know. If this is the place you want me to be, if this is the plan you
tongue. And someone said, well, why do we need a brand new tongue? In Isaiah, the 6th chapter, he's speaking and he says, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. So the angel took a coal off the altar and came and placed it on his lips. And immediately he had a conversation with God, and God began to talk back to him. Yes, our conversation is cleansed, and that's why we need a brand new tongue. In life, there are things that confront us, but I know who to go to in prayer. And when I know not what to pray for, the Spirit takes over from there. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son and with the heart, believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus he prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. When the Spirit, he makes intercession, there's no cause at all for despair, for he knows the mind of my Father, and he specializes in prayer. Praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue, speaking to my Father in the Son and with the heart, believing that the answers come. Praying in the Holy Ghost, groaning in the Spirit is the sweetest way, for the Spirit knows my Father's will, and thus he prays. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue. My soul and my body are left standing dumb when I'm praying in the Spirit in a brand new tongue.
I see the star that you have made. I know you call by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed, I stand amazed in all of your glory. True love's sweetest story, I stand amazed.
see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them.
Stand amazed.
I stand amazed,
so amazed
in all of your glory that you would die for me. I stand amazed.
Again for my brother and find my way down his mountains. Hey! To the